Hello, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On track one, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from current research data, the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Distance Education Program, and his clinical experience. On track two, he will be joined by Tracy Holly on He Said, She Said, for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track three features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Now, here is Corey Holly and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, June 2004. Last month, I discussed what I consider to be one of the most important habits in sports nutrition, and that is consuming a protein shake both before and after each workout. Don't underestimate the power of the protein shake. It's the anchor of my diet. It's the anchor of Tracy's diet, and we derive so much value from our shakes. I can go on and on. The protein shake should be the anchor of your diet. It's one of the best ways to improve the quality of the food that you eat with absolute precision. Simply add 1 to 3 scoops of a good quality whey protein isolate and a tablespoon of a good sport oil rich in EFAs and omega-3s especially. Add both of these to filtered water or freshly squeezed juice in a blender. Then you can add fresh or frozen organic fruit for additional carbs if you need them, especially after a workout. When blended correctly in the right amounts and consumed at the right time, a custom-designed protein shake will enhance your immune function, improve insulin efficiency, increase thermogenesis, improve performance and recovery, and encourage long-term participation in physical activity. Remember that one of the main causes that leads to demotivation is no energy, and a protein shake delivers energy in a way that is seldom opposed by any body. A protein shake gives you a viable source of nitrogen, and nitrogen consumed throughout the day is critical if you want to grow new muscle or keep the muscle you currently have. And I can't remind you how important it is not to let go of that muscle, because it holds you together. It's your source of strength and power. It is your health engine. On this edition of Clinical Review, I'd like to get into body composition assessment, talk about the technology of bioelectrical impedance, and mention a great promotion with Tanita and MacArthur Medical Sales. Medical doctors seldom measure the aerobic capacity or muscular strength of patients during an annual checkup. They might have you stand on a medical scale to determine your weight, but that information by itself is practically useless and can be very misleading. In 1953, the Metropolitan Life Insurance Company developed the first height and weight tables to calculate the degree of health risk based on individual weight status. This data was based on male and female averages calculated from the company's client base. In 1983, the tables were revised, and in 1986, improvement on frame size determinations were implemented with the elbow breadth or wrist circumference measurements used to classify frame size. Unfortunately, height-weight tables give no indication as to the degree of either obesity or leanness on an individual basis. In the individual clinical setting, height-weight tables can also provide grossly inaccurate conclusions about an individual's health risk. Estimation of body fat percentage using height and weight alone compared to the underwater method, the dunk tank or the hydrostatic, as it's called, is considered very poor. Some health professionals now refer to and use what they call the body mass index, or the BMI, as an alternative to height weight tables. But again, BMI is not an accurate method for the determination of body composition, especially for athletes. BMI is calculated by dividing a person's weight in kilograms by their height in meters squared. As a weight to height ratio, BMI cannot differentiate between fat or lean tissue. Therefore, it is not recommended for fitness testing. BMI is a reasonable standard for calculating body composition and health risk only in those who are sedentary, as excess weight to height ratios typically indicate excess fat. But who wants to use a standard based on a sedentary model? To get well and stay fit, society has to look up at health rather than down at disease. And generally speaking, you'll always get what you focus on. Anthropometric measurement is another method used to quickly determine body composition based on measuring girth and length. Girth and length measurements of the body are taken from specific points, including the abdomen, hips, thigh, upper arm, forearm, and calf, using a standard cloth or plastic measuring tape, and the subject's weight, height, girth size, and ratios of various sight comparisons are then tabled and used to predict body fat percentage. Anthropometric measurement is based on the assumption that body fat is distributed at various sites on the body, such as the neck, thigh, and waist, depending on the individual. This method can be useful to help determine certain health risks associated with obesity, but lacks the reliability of other methods, which rely on technical measurements made with instruments. In conventional medical circles, routine assessment of body composition in patients on long-term dialysis is needed to estimate the amount of fluid to be removed during kidney dialysis treatment and to evaluate the nutritional status of individuals with kidney disease. So body composition assessment is utilized in medicine, but this is an example where the technology is used only in the context of treating disease after the fact, as opposed to utilizing a very simple, practical, and cost-effective technology that could help save millions of lives and reduce billions of dollars in healthcare costs. Body composition assessment could protect someone in your own family from unnecessary degeneration and decay if it was utilized by medical doctors as a routine in-office screening tool. It could detect trends in the loss of functional lean mass, including bone mass, organ tissue, and muscle tissue, and act as a warning beacon regarding the accumulation of excess body fat. It can also be used to determine the ideal amount of water every patient should be drinking, as well as provide guidelines for daily protein consumption. Body composition assessment is also very useful in the determination of ideal dosages of many sports supplements, such as protein, creatine, glutamine, and HMB. In these cases, the quantity of these supplements is based on lean mass rather than total weight, and without a body comp, you really can't be precise. Bioelectrical impedance analysis, or BIA, isn't quite as accurate as magnetic resonance imaging or dual energy X-ray absorptiometry, but it's definitely more cost-effective and much more practical. Its accuracy on the extremely lean or obese candidate is sometimes questionable, and the test results for all subjects are affected by surrounding ambient temperature and individual hydration levels. A loss of body water will decrease the impedance measure and yield a lower percent fat, whereas a subject who is well hydrated prior to the test will experience a more reliable outcome. Body fat predictions with BIA are lower in a warm environment as opposed to cold, and higher if the individual is hyperhydrated as opposed to hypohydrated. So the key is to fill up on water normally every day as a regular habit, and then when you hop on the machine, it gives you a more accurate reading. But the error margin is only about 2% plus or minus, so I find it still very, very reliable, and I've compared it to other methods on myself and with other clients, nationally, and I get excellent results. To improve the reliability of BIA, it is recommended that each subject abstain from eating and drinking within 4 hours of the test, avoid exercising within 12 hours of the test, urinate completely, abstain from alcohol 48 hours before the analysis, and avoid taking any diuretics unnecessarily prior to the testing. I've used the Tanita brand foot-to-foot TBF-300A portable professional model now for many years with excellent results. This particular model was developed for high schools, colleges, and fitness centers and has a 440-pound, which is 200K, weight capacity with adult and athletic modes, and it has a new wrestler mode now too. It provides a printout that includes fat mass, fat-free mass, fat percentage, total body water, raw impedance, basal metabolic rate estimation, and desirable ranges as a prediction based on what it knows about you, and then compares that to the possibility of a different outcome, which I find kind of neat. All of which can be interfaced with specialized health management computer software. So you can hook this machine up to your laptop or computer and then get printouts. And it's a nice professional way to amplify the value of your clinical offering. Tanita BIA scales use a leg-to-leg system based on pressure contact foot pad electrodes. Prior to analysis, the subject's age and height are entered. And here's a little tidbit based on my personal experience. Men tend to exaggerate about their height. They always like to add on a quarter to half inch, even an inch. And some women either lie about their age or refuse to give it, like they got some kind of problem with their age. Anyway, I think a built-in polygraph in these machines would be great, because then we could eliminate the possibility of that factor. To prepare for the test, the subject simply removes their shoes and socks and stands barefoot and motionless on top of what looks like a standard horizontal square weight scale with thin metal foot pads on the surface of the scale. A painless low-level voltage electrical signal with a frequency of 50 kilohertz is then passed through the subject up one leg from one electrode and down the opposite leg to the receiving electrode. Impedance, or opposition to the flow of the electrical current, is what the analyzer measures. A kilohertz is a unit of alternating current or electromagnetic wave frequency equal to 1,000 hertz. So it's a low-level frequency. There's no risk. Pregnant women can stand on this machine. I think the only caution or concern is if you have a pacemaker. Outside of that, I've analyzed thousands and thousands of people, young and old, at every level, and the results, again, are quite reliable. The electrical current travels from foot to foot through the body and always follows the shortest pathway of least resistance. Bioimpedance is based on the assumption that the body acts as a cylinder with a fixed signal frequency. Impedance to current flow through the body is directly related to conductor length or height and inversely related to cross-sectional area. Body weight reflects the influence of gravity on mass, but composition of mass, which is by far more important to know, is determined in this case by impedance. The leg-to-leg portable Tanita system is non-invasive and extremely practical for application by a clinician, personal trainer, or healthcare provider. I prefer this particular method for the ease of measurement and speed, as the actual process from start to finish takes only about half a minute or so to complete. And at the end of the test, my subjects often remark, "Is that it?" The Tanita 300A is also a great attraction at trade shows and an excellent device to use in fitness centers and health food stores. Clients and consumers love the service, as the results can help them determine personal health risks, fitness goals, dietary patterns, personal water and protein consumption, as well as quantify supplement dosage such as creatine, HMB, or glutamine. In fact, I've seen some health food stores quadruple their sales of whey protein and electrolyte formulas by using the service in conjunction with product sales. Tanita technology has been clinically compared to DEXA, hydrodensitometry, and conventional Sapine BIA methods in research with comparable results in terms of accuracy. Researchers at the Department of Nutrition and Dietetics, Herakleopio University in Greece, for example, sought to validate a prediction method equation for estimating the body composition in dancers using the bioelectrical impedance analysis method of assessment. The fat-free mass of 42 young female professional dance students was estimated by four different methods: DEXA, BIA, simple anthropometry, and skin fold thickness. This study, published in Medicine and Science in Sport and Exercise, Volume 32, Number 1, pages 228 to 234, 2000, determined that BIA is a reliable method for assessment of body fat. And if you'd like to get more information about Tanita scales and Tanita technology, please visit www.tanita.com. That's spelled T-A-N-I-T-A. Tanita.com. Body composition assessment provides valuable information about our structural makeup, which can help determine ideal body weight and identify certain health risks. Standard scales measure total weight, but provide no reference to lean mass or fat mass. Over time, in the absence of weight-bearing resistance exercise and sufficient protein intake, adults tend to lose healthy lean mass and gain unwanted body fat, even without an apparent change in weight. Bioelectrical impedance analysis is a safe, convenient, and reliable field method technique used to measure body composition. It is based on the relationship between the volume of a conductor, your body, the conductor's length, your height, and its impedance or resistance to the flow of an electric current. Impedance is directly related to the quantity of body fat present. Fat mass contains a lower percentage of body water and thus is a poor conductor compared to lean tissue, which has a high water and electrolyte content. BIA can also be utilized as a means of measuring biological age or vital age, which ideally should be lower than your chronological age. According to Dr. William Evans, author of Biomarkers, The 10 Keys to Prolonging Vitality, the first and most important biomarker of aging is determined by lean mass followed by strength, basal metabolic rate, and body fat percentage. Obesity increases the rate of human morbidity and mortality and is recognized as an independent risk factor in coronary artery disease, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, and many forms of cancer. BIA helps track the effectiveness of any weight management program and can play a useful role in the development of health and fitness improvement strategies. For most sports, a high lean mass to fat mass body composition ratio is associated with superior performance, although too little fat can compromise body health and biological function, especially in female athletes. So you got to strike a balance. Few people are struggling with having too little fat on their bodies. But the ectomorphs out there, the naturally lean, if they start training and really pushing it, they can bring fat levels down so low that it can damage their neurological system. Excess fat is detrimental to athletic performance because it adds non-force-producing mass. You can't flex fat, and excess fat is a liability. Based on the fact that force conforms to Einstein's equation of E equals mc squared, we know that strength from power-producing muscle is the key to athletic speed and therefore superior performance. Now, the good folks at MacArthur Medical Sales in Ontario, Canada, have a great offer for anyone interested in purchasing a Tanita brand TBF 300A model for professional use, which is the model that I use myself. Buy one of these babies and a carrying case at the regular price, and MacArthur Medical will finance the cost of your enrollment in course 101 of the CSNA education program. Now, this is definitely a very generous offer. So if you're interested, please call MacArthur at 1-800-996-6674 or visit CoreyHawley.com for more information and details. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from Dan Millman, author of The Inner Athlete. Preparation is the foremost key to success. If we want to build a house, we had better prepare a strong foundation. Every step of the process is important. But if we lack a foundation, we've compromised our entire structure. In order to succeed in any field, we also have to build a foundation of body, mind, and emotions.